Welcome to Manifest Monday. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton. Each Monday at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, I'm here to help you manifest the life you want. And today, I'll be talking about the shadier side of getting what you want. Because sometimes you want a life that does not include certain things. I typically encourage you to keep negative language out of your manifest statements. But what happens when what you want includes a life without something or someone else? People have asked if I can help them manifest other people out of their lives because they know what a powerful tool manifesting is, and they know how much success I have had in manifesting the life I live and the life I love. You may want to ask yourself the following questions before you start to manifest someone out of your life to gain a deeper understanding of your intention and to set a clear path for manifesting the positive changes you desire in your life. Why do I want to manifest this person out of my life? You may call them toxic, poisonous, no good, do-gooder, or do-good, good-for-nothing, whatever. But there's a reason you want that person gone. How does their presence affect my overall well-being and happiness? What specific negative patterns or behaviors do I want to eliminate by removing that person from my life? How can their absence contribute to my personal growth and self-improvement? What kind of relationships do I truly desire? And how does this person's presence align with that vision if they do not align with my vision of how I truly desire to live my life? Why not? Be specific. Am I truly seeking to create a more positive and supportive environment for myself, or is there an alternative reason or an ulterior motive for wishing this person gone? Does this person's presence bring more stress, conflict, or negativity into my life? Will this person's departure open up space for new and healthier connections? How will my life improve by releasing the negative energy that's associated with them? Do I believe that I deserve positive, loving, and fulfilling relationships? How will manifesting this person's departure align with my long-term goals and overall happiness? If you are currently in an unhealthy or imbalanced relationship, there is hope. So let's talk about how you can manifest a better life with better relationships. Now, it will be easier if you have just one person you want out of your life. However, if you seem to be surrounded by toxic people or negativity, for now, let's choose the one person you most want out of your life. Identify this person by name. The next step might be a little more difficult, but I believe you can do it. Recognize and release any negative thoughts or limiting beliefs you have about this person. And it's easy to say the words, limiting beliefs, but what does this mean exactly? A limiting belief is a thought that you think is the truth, which stops you from doing something you really want to do. These could be about how the world works or how you interact with people. If you've ever thought that you weren't good enough, that you didn't have all the skills necessary for the job or the project you're working on, or that you don't have enough time, you're limiting yourself because of what you believe. I remember not too long ago, I said that I needed to live to be 137 years old. Why that number, I don't know. But I felt like I needed to live to be a very healthy old person so that I could accomplish everything that I need to accomplish in my lifetime. And then I really realized how silly that is. I just need to get busy and find alternative ways to do the things that I want to do. I don't have to do them all the way I used to do them. If you tell yourself that your life will be worse without the person, that's a negative thought. How do you know what your life will be like on your own? Maybe this other person provides some good in your life, yet constantly tugs on the strings that are attached to the good, which could fulfill you with resentment or fear of what happens next. That means that you're going to be living in a negative vortex. To set things right, use positive affirmations to rewire your thinking so that you only focus on positive thoughts and ideas. I am good enough. I know how to do my job. I am as good as everyone else. I can survive on my own. Now, this surviving on your own might feel different if you don't have this person supporting you, but it also might feel different because you won't have this person dragging you down with the strings of that support. Surround yourself with positive energy and positive emotions. This can be difficult if you're the victim of manipulation or gaslighting. Emotional and psychological abuse, as well as financial abuse, are as insidious as physical abuse. The scars don't show, but the pain is just as real. So, you're going to want to start expanding your social circle bit by bit. Find people you resonate with, laugh more, sing, even if you don't like the way it sounds, dance, recharge your positivity, play more, whatever play means for you. Start limiting your interactions with the person you want out of your life. If this is someone you live with, it will be difficult, but it's not impossible. If you are connected with this person through social media, unfollow or unfriend the person. Find reasons to be away from the person. If your social circles overlap, little by little, change your schedule. When I realized that I needed to get my ex-husband out of my life and knew that he had plans to go nowhere, I found ways to be busy, much more often. They were wholesome activities, starting with school that I was going to, church, children's activities, community activities. I just kept finding ways to be busier. I started small. Sometimes you have to skip a meeting or a social event if this person is there. Then reschedule the ones that are important to you without inviting that person. Walk away whenever you can. Start to cut ties and detach from any negative energy associated with that person. This means if your friends start to criticize or complain about the other person, you do not engage. Sometimes we all want to participate in a little bash session where we can vent and rave about how we've been wronged. But this just gives the universe the wrong signals. The more you complain about the person you want out of your life, the more the universe thinks you want to be treated badly by that person. Remember the idiom, kill them with kindness? You don't want to overdo this, but it's a good practice to meet negativity with positivity, even if it feels wrong, if it feels false, if it feels insincere. It's okay to agree more to avoid the conflict, unless, of course, agreeing will do harm or cause you to be in a situation that you think is unhealthy or you just don't want to be in. Now, I want you to visualize your ideal life without this person in it. Focus on only positive experiences. I'll give you a real life example. I had celebrated my 25th wedding anniversary with my first husband. We had a huge dinner party with all my favorite people in attendance. Despite the fact that I had been extremely unhappy with him for somewhere between 5 and 10 years, I'd go so far as to say I was miserable the last 3 years. This was long before the gaslighting term had been created, and even before we considered that people could be toxic. I just knew that I could not go on as I had been. After one particularly bad incident where I was questioning my own sanity for staying and worrying about what people would think if I left, I sat down with a pen and paper, and I wrote out my ideal life without him. I knew that I would have to adjust my lifestyle dramatically, but it was worth it for my peace of mind and my peace of spirit. I knew that I could not, and I would not, live as luxuriously right away as I had been. But I was willing to live in a tiny home without heat or air condition. I didn't mind that the kitchen had nothing more than an actual sink. There was no stove, no refrigerator, and very limited counter space. I walked away from 25 years marriage with Tupperware and Christmas ornaments and whatever clothes I could pack. And I didn't look back. I didn't take any furniture, no television. I did take my computer, though. My ex thought I was making a point. No, I was making an escape. I lived with a window air conditioner, 2 space heaters, a hot plate, and a dorm fridge for over a year. My bed sagged under the weight of the quilts, and the floor had actual holes in it that I had to step over until I repaired them because the landlord wouldn't. I was happier than I had been in years. Then I met the man I call my best husband because he is the best thing that ever happened to me. He is the opposite of my ex, and now my life is better than I could have ever imagined or visualized all those years ago. When you're in a situation, you don't always think about what this other person is saying or doing that makes you feel less than or worse than. You don't always know it until you've walked away from it. But if you have any feelings of not being good enough, or that you deserve nothing better, trust me, you deserve better, better, and best. Get specific, but also get real. Recognize that before you get your ideal life, you may have to accept something that is less than ideal. Take inspired action to achieve this new life of yours. It is not your job to worry about what happens to the person you are manifesting out of your life. You just want that person as far away from you as possible, with no strings or conditions, as you move through toward your better life. Trust the process and surrender to the universe, and know that the universe may present some opportunities that look like obstacles at first. Embrace your positive mindset and maintain an open mind. Welcome those opportunities. Celebrate your new life before it arrives and stay committed to manifesting a life of peace without that toxic person in it. Acknowledge every step forward. Recognize your own strength and know that every positive step brings you closer to the life you want. Going back to my example, I knew that once I walked away from the marriage, I would be on my own. I would no longer have his paycheck to rely on, but I had my own. I knew that I would not have any buffer if I overspent or couldn't afford something that I wanted or needed. I knew that a life of ramen soup for breakfast, lunch, and dinner would probably be on my horizon. I knew that I could no longer drive the brand new car that I had been driving. I would have to buy a used car. I knew that I would live without the comfort and the things that we just assume are givens. Central air conditioning, central heating, an actual stove, an actual microwave. No, a hot plate, a dorm fridge, and a coffee maker. Even though I didn't drink coffee at the time. I had very limited resources, but I made do with what I had. And I knew that happiness was worth every sacrifice. As you set the intention to remove someone from your life, know that you deserve positive, healthy relationships. The one you're in is no longer working, so it's time to release it. Rather than dwelling on what is wrong with the person you want out of your life, remind yourself of your own worth and the abundance waiting for you within new positive relationships. Take care of yourself. This means physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Do what brings you joy. Find people and activities that boost your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and your self-worth. Spend more time with people who bring you up rather than with those who bring you down. As hard as it might seem, you must release negative energy. This means you must let go of any resentment or unpleasant connections or emotions that tie you to this person. Forgive them. Forgive yourself. Now, I want you to think about something. Let's imagine you're taking out the garbage the night before it's due to be picked up by the big, big truck. You take it to the bin and walk back into the house, knowing that sometime in the next 24 hours, that big, noisy truck will come by and add your garbage to all the other garbage and then drive it to the landfill. It's not yours to worry about or think about any longer. You certainly don't care if you've thrown something away, whether it's a tea bag, a coffee pod, a coffee filter, a banana peel. Doesn't matter what it is. You don't worry about it once it's in the garbage bin. Did you know you can do this with mental garbage too? Your negative thoughts and energy that are being wasted on an individual that no longer serves your life are nothing more than mental garbage. You may have to visualize yourself walking a small or perhaps an enormous bag of negativity to a bin to take it to the psychic garbage pickup. If you need to, you can physically toss handfuls of negativity into a garbage bag and tie it shut. Then walk it outside to the bin and leave it there until it's collected. Another way to do this is to write a letter to the person you want to get rid of, to make a list of all the unpleasant qualities or memories associated with that person. Then, when you're finished, you can simply discard it in your computer's recycle bin. If that doesn't seem final enough, print it out and burn it in a ceremony. Some people like to place these lists in a plastic bag, then put them in the freezer. Whatever you do, remember, just release that negative energy. Holding on to negative energy will hinder your happiness, so let it go. Be sure to express gratitude to the universe for the lessons you've learned as a result of this relationship. Sometimes we need to experience what we do not want to fully see and appreciate what we do want. Remember, the law of attraction is like a magnet that draws into our lives what we focus on and believe in. It suggests that our thoughts, emotions, and beliefs have the power to shape our reality. By maintaining a positive mindset, visualizing our desires, and aligning our actions with our intentions, we can attract positive experiences and manifest our dreams into reality. It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts, choose empowering beliefs, and cultivate gratitude for the abundance that surrounds us. So let's embrace the law of attraction with a big smile and open heart, knowing that we have the power to create the life we truly desire. If someone is bringing toxicity and negativity into your life and hinders your personal growth and happiness, there is no way you can have a positive, healthy relationship with that person. Remember to approach this process with compassion and understanding. It's not about harboring ill will toward the person, but rather prioritizing your own well-being and creating a healthier environment for yourself. Stop making a plan B. Your initial plan is the only plan. The universe always has your back and will give you everything you want, everything you ask for. Be stubborn and don't give up. Thank you for listening today. Be sure to come back often for more tips. Subscribe to Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio to be notified every time a new episode is released. And please tell your friends if you enjoyed the show. Manifest Monday and all the shows on Be Unique Radio are provided free of charge, just like all the services at Be Unique. Check out our magazine, films, events, and other shows at beunique.org. That's B-U-N-E-K-E.org. Thanks for listening.